Too much leftist lunacy, Twitter censors libs of TikTok, again. By Alana Mastrangelo on August 30, 2022. Twitter suspended the popular account Libs of TikTok for so-called hateful conduct after it shared a recording of Children's National Hospital staff saying the hospital performs transgender-related hysterectomies on minors. Chaya Rachik, the woman behind Libs off TikTok, revealed in a blog post that Twitter gave her a 7-day suspension shortly after the media ran cover for the hospital and called for me to be banned, despite the irrefutable evidence on the recording. The suspension is just the latest censorship by the far-left platform against libs of TikTok. The account was suspended in April and against in June for simply posting leftists' own words. The recording features audio of a phone call between Children's National Hospital staff and Rachik, who posed as a parent of a 16-year-old with gender dysphoria, seeking to schedule a consultation so that the minor can receive a hysterectomy. In the phone call, an employee is heard claiming that the hospital has performed transgender-related surgeries on minors, including on children that are younger than 16 years old. Listen below. After posting the audio recording, which has since garnered 1.1 million views, Rachik was locked out of her Libs off TikTok Twitter account for hateful conduct, notes Babylon Bee CEO Seth Dillon. Children's National Hospital responded to the backlash resulting from one of its employees claiming the hospital conducts transgender-related surgeries, stating, "We foster a welcoming and inclusive environment for all, serving our LGBTQ+ patients and families in the full spectrum of their care. We do not provide gender-affirming surgery for anyone under the age of 18," the hospital insisted. "We do not provide hormone therapy to children before puberty begins. Care is individualized for each patient and always involves families making decisions in coordination with a team of highly trained pediatric specialists," the hospital added. "Just a few years ago, the kind of journalism I did would be applauded. Now, it's vilified and instantly debunked by other so-called reporters who've made it their mission to suppress the truth," Rachik said in her blog post. The Libs of TikTok account owner added that Washington Post claimed that I falsely suggested Children's National was doing hysterectomies on kids when I literally quoted the hospital's own website and staff. WAPO is more upset that I caught the hospital admitting to providing gender-affirming surgeries to young kids than they are with the surgeries themselves, she added. That should tell you all you need to know. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and Twitter at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.